The Friends by Rosa Guy. We had spent all of Edith's money and so had no serious intention to buy. But although it was late, past the time I should have been home, I did not want to leave my new friend. And so we examined items at the counters and talked, Edith walking slightly in front of me, making little rapid gestures with her hands, gestures so charming I thought to imitate them. She stretched her hand languidly over the counter. I stretched mine over the counter. Carelessly, she picked up a pencil sharpener. The nearest thing to my hand was an eraser. I picked that up, waiting for her to throw down the sharpener in that casual manner which seemed hers alone. But she put her hand to her chest, and when it came back, her hand was empty. My knees grew weak, and my feet became immovable objects locked to the floor. Still, I did not realize what I had seen, or thought that I had misinterpreted what I was actually looking at. A little further on, she picked up a handful of pencils and in the same way made them disappear. My friend Edith was a thief.